We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, joyful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Lonidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an abundance of deep sea life is discovered off the coast of Canada. In community news, Malaysian siblings see with their eyes shut. In education news, 30 Indian schools participate in a program to celebrate holidays the eco-friendly way. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 25th, Dr. Haider Abdel Shefi, a much-respected Palestinian leader and physician, is remembered. Born in Gaza in 1919, he passed away on this day in 2007. Dr. Abdel Shefi was the founder of the Palestine Red Crescent Society in Gaza, which was created to give free medical care in the city. He also assisted in establishing the Palestine Liberation Organization in the 1960s. Dr. Shefi was head of the Palestinian delegation to the peace process between Israel and Palestine at the Madrid Conference in 1991. In 2002, he helped form the Palestinian National Initiative to promote democracy and unity among Palestinians. May Dr. Abdel Shefi's heartfelt good wishes for his Palestinian brethren soon be realized, with Allah's grace.
Lion News, lives lost as disaster strike China. In the nation's northwest, at least one person succumbed to landslides in Longnan City of Gansu Province on Tuesday, September 21st. Over 20 landslides and mudflows were set off when Tilu Township was suddenly pummeled by unexpected heavy rains. The fatality occurred as 8 homes were buried in more than 30,000 cubic meters of mud and rocks. Also damaged were over 20 sections of roads as well as a bridge, with no water supplies in some areas.
More than 130 people were evacuated as crews worked to repair the roads. Meanwhile, the death toll in Guangdong Province rose to 54 following the arrival of Typhoon Phanipi earlier in the week, which had brought massive floods and landslides and left 42 people still missing as of Thursday. More than 1.16 million people were affected, with nearly 80,000 who had been forced to evacuate as some of the heaviest downpours in a century fell across the province. Over 3,600 homes were destroyed and 36,000 hectares of crops submerged, with widespread flooding so severe that officials had to airdrop relief supplies to the victims.
Upon knowing of the typhoon's initial impact, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials in Guangdong and other affected provinces to see if any more could be done to help, as well as to go if possible to offer aid and support to the victims most in need. Conveying her condolences and prayers, she also said that emergency financial assistance is available.
Our appreciation, all rescuers and personnel, for your caring efforts to minimize the effects of these recent storms, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. With the grace of the divine, may such calamities subside, as humanity's gentler ways help ensure the equilibrium of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes rattle Chile, Formosa or Taiwan, U.S. and Peru. In the very early hours of Monday, September 20, central Chile was shaken by a 5.4 magnitude quake as it struck offshore the Valparaiso region, centered 40 kilometers southwest of the port of San Antonio. This quake was followed by 4 more the same day, ranging from 3 to 4 on the Richter scale. Also on Monday, an undersea quake measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale occurred off Formosa's east coast, 35 kilometers from Hualien, while in the U.S. state of Alaska, a 4.9 magnitude earthquake was felt by thousands of people as it struck just 20 kilometers southwest of Anchorage.
Early on Wednesday, an earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale rattled Chincha Alta in central Peru, awakening residents 180 kilometers away in the capital of Lima. On Thursday, Chile was hit again, this time by a 5.3 magnitude tremor centered in the O'Higgins region, with tremors felt in the capital Santiago, 176 kilometers away. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of the events, and no tsunami warnings were issued. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, as we pray at the same time for the easing of such frightening occurrences as humanity's gentler lifestyles foster a calmer ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Together we can collaborate in ways unimaginable just a few years ago.
global leaders renew commitments to achieve Millennium Development Goals. The conclusion of the important UN General Assembly meeting on Wednesday, September 22nd, brought a number of initiatives and pledges toward goal-fulfilling actions. Among them was an outcome document whose adoption reaffirmed the leaders' determination to work together toward a shared goal. As it stated, "We are committed to making every effort to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, and we reaffirm our resolve to work together for the promotion of the economic and social advancement of all peoples."
Also formed to help ensure success was a Millennium Development Goals Advocacy Group, coordinated by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, with Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero appointed as co-chairs. Secretary General Ban stated, "We have the tools, the policies, the knowledge of what works to keep the Millennium Development Goal promise."
Let us remember, in those difficult times, we are being tested. Let us remember the many lives lost in service to our ideals. Let us remember the world still looks to the United Nations, to moral and political leadership. The great goals are within reach.
Another forward-thinking approach that emerged for accomplishing the 8 goals in the next 5 years was a new framework presented by the UN Development Program Administrator, Helen Clark, which focuses on plans tailored to the needs of individual countries to support their optimal progress.
Individual countries also affirmed their commitment. U.S. President Barack Obama presented a new U.S. development aid policy, which includes assisting governments in making peaceful transitions to democracy, as well as supporting self-sustaining economic growth.
And today I'm announcing our new U.S. global development policy, the first of its kind by an American administration. It's rooted in America's enduring commitment to the dignity and potential of every human being. And it outlines our new approach and the new thinking that will guide our overall development efforts.
Speaking with similar intent about helping provide the tools for self-governing, encouraging sustainable growth, British Deputy Prime Minister Nicholas Clegg stated that the United Kingdom would be donating 0.7% of the nation's total income annually. Prime Minister Wen Jiabao of China announced his country's plans to help developing nations by building schools, as well as sending medical training, equipment, and medicines, while Australia's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Kevin Rudd, focused on education.
For those reasons, we in Australia have said for the next 5 years we are giving a predictable commitment of $5 billion purely for education initiatives around the world.
Secretary General Ban, United Nations and all leaders, organizations and individuals, we laud your ongoing commitment to these noble goals. Wishing you Godspeed as we each do our part to help hasten the arrival of a better world for people throughout the globe we all share.
Cote d'Ivoire progresses toward disarmament ahead of elections. Former soldiers for the New Forces Group in Cote d'Ivoire have begun to receive payments that represent support agreed in a 2007 peace accord as they relinquish their arms and return to peaceful civilian life. Spokesperson for the demobilization program, Mr. Carnasoro, indicated that some 4,000 persons in the region of Korogo would receive payments in the coming days, with other areas following. Expressing the relief of group members at this peaceful conclusion, he stated, "There is a real feeling of joy for us." The disarmament effort also includes the former soldiers becoming employed in various government projects, all coming ahead of elections slated for October 31st. Our sincere accolades all parties and best wishes for harmonious new beginnings in Cote d'Ivoire. May the country and her beautiful people continue to progress toward ever more stability, prosperity, and peace.
Loving Hut Cafe, a neighborhood favorite in South Korea. Situated near an elementary and middle school, the new Loving Hut in Yeongdong's Baeulti location has become a popular place for students to study or relax. On the menu are delicious vegan versions of traditional rice and noodle dishes, as well as spaghetti, bruschetta, fruit smoothies, and juices. Making it perfect for students and all customers, all items are flavorful, nutritious, and affordable, as suggested by Supreme Master Ching Hai, who encouraged the Loving Hut worldwide restaurants.
예, 특히 저기 덮밥이나 볶음밥, 그 다음에 음료도 참 맛있고요. 여기 다 유기농인 거 아시죠?
Customers can enjoy fresh baked vegan breads, cakes, and cookies, as well as Korean traditional rice cakes, and can also pick up items from the vegan food supply corner for residents in small towns who would otherwise have to order via the internet.
여기에 일주일에 한 세네 번 오는데요. 오면은 완전 채식 식품도 많고, 그 다음에 쿠키하고 빵도 다양하게 있어서 참 편리하고 좋아요. 분위기는 밝고 편안하고 그리고 언제든지 들릴 수 있어서 집처럼 편안한 분위기입니다.
채식으로 자기 건강도 생기시고 채식이 또 지구온난화를 방지하는 데 많은 도움을 준다고들 합니다. 우리 강아지도 채식에서 이렇게 건강합니다. 여러분도 채식하여 건강하십시오.
Congratulations, Loving Hut by Yolti in Yeongdong, South Korea. With our thanks to Supreme Master Ching-hai for encouraging this concept, may people everywhere likewise enjoy and reap the benefits of the optimal vegan lifestyle for the benefit of both loved ones and our cherished planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Boy completes cross-country walk to raise awareness for homeless youth. Recipient of the U.S. President's Volunteer Service Award, 12-year-old Zach Bonner has completed his 2,478-mile march across America from Tampa, Florida to Los Angeles, California, USA. The journey, which began on Christmas Day 2009, was intended to bring attention to the needs of an estimated 1.3 million homeless children in the USA.
As Zach journeyed across the country with the support of his mother, sister, and brother, he distributed hundreds of backpacks called Zach Packs to homeless youth. Zach remarked that although the harsh conditions of the trek sometimes made him want to quit, he thought about the homeless who have no choice and was inspired to continue on. Founder of a charity called the Little Red Wagon, formed in 2005 when he pulled a red wagon of water bottles around to give to hurricane-stricken residents in his home state of Florida, the young humanitarian said, "There's an ancient Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We all need to take that first step to get something big done."
Bravo and big hats off, Zach Bonner, for your compassionate heart and remarkable achievement. Blessed be your loving care for the vulnerable in inspiring many more helping hands to bring comfort and hope to youths in need.
Save our planet. Satellite images reveal shrinking of Mount Ararat glaciers. Scientists say that the glaciers on Turkey's highest peak, the historic Mount Ararat, believed to be where Noah's Ark settled after the Great Flood, have shrunk by 30% in surface area over the last 30 years. Geologist Mehmet Akif Sarıkaya, assistant professor at Istanbul's Fatih University, stated that the satellite images revealed the extent of the melting, with the glacier's surface area decreasing from 8 square kilometers in 1976 to 5.5 in 2008, a loss of about 7 hectares per year. The ice disappearance also correlates with measurements of successive temperature increase in the region of 0.03 degrees Celsius per year.
Professor Sarıkaya and Fatih University colleagues, we are grateful for your observations despite their disturbing nature, which add to the picture of glacial loss we are seeing across the globe. May we heed such warnings and quickly switch to lifestyles that restore the Earth's balance and the lives of her inhabitants.
During an August 2008 video conference with our Canadian Association members, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the urgency of ice cap melt worldwide and emphasized, as on many previous occasions, the need to foster eco-conscious ways.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegan. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegan diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. More than 130 people lose their lives as a dispute arises over irrigation resources due to prolonged water scarcity in the federally administered tribal areas of northwestern Pakistan.
Save our planet. The Central American countries of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala partnered to develop sustainable volcanic geothermal energy to reduce reliance on imported fossil fuels, with Guatemala planning to generate 60% of her energy needs via geothermal by 2022.
Save our planet. Kenyan businesses and the World Wildlife Fund sponsor the annual Cycle with the Rhino race, raising over $90,000 to expand the boundary around Lake Nakuru National Park to protect rhinos, giraffes, and pink flamingos.
Hi, I'm Tinko the Tonkin Snub-Nosed Monkey. Meet my son, Kondo.
We're following the vegan diet of kindness. Today, we're going to share a tip for youngsters.
Children most often will follow their parents' example.
If they see you snacking on fruits and vegetables, they will be more likely to adopt the same healthy habit.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In environmental news, an abundance of deep sea life is discovered off the coast of Canada. a team which includes scientists from three Canadian universities and the Spanish Institute of Oceanography, has recorded amazing images. They were taken by high-tech submersible robots off the Atlantic coast of Newfoundland. Operating on the ocean bed at a depth of around 3,000 metres, the pictures have shown brightly coloured corals, tulip-shaped sponges and feathery organisms. Researchers reported the work has improved understanding of the diversity in marine life, with new species being uncovered in deeper waters. Our accolades and thankfulness all participating scientists for giving us a glimpse of the rich oceanic world. With humanity's protection, may it flourish and provide balance to the earth for centuries to come.
In community news, Malaysian siblings see with their eyes shut. 10-year-old Chi Ju Chong and 8-year-old Chi Pei Jin are able to perceive objects while blindfolded or with their eyes covered. They acquired the ability after participating in an 11-hour accelerated memory course in 2009. The program was developed by a local school teacher. It focuses on unlocking the hidden potential of the mind by building up children's attention, concentration, and confidence. About his ability, Chi Jie Zhong has said, "It's like there's another pair of eyes on my forehead." The siblings have successfully undergone several tests while blindfolded to verify their abilities. Congratulations, Chi Jie Zhong and Chi Pei Jin, on your wondrous gift. May it help more people to appreciate the vast potential inherent in each precious individual. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Indian students find out how to celebrate holidays the eco-friendly way. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more comfortable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for an invigorating world. In education news, students in 30 Indian schools in Pune, Maharashtra, are given information about eco-celebrations. The Times of India's Green Champs program is specifically focused on raising awareness of environmentally friendly styles of enjoying Indian holidays. Former Pune Mayor Mrs. Vandana Chavan praised the effort, stating, "You will do a valuable job by educating students since they can implement the measures in their houses and help reduce the carbon footprint." A big green applause, Times of India and participating schools and students, for your combined efforts to mitigate the effects of climate change. May all festivals of life be commemorated the compassionate, earth-loving way.
Please join us for a joke told in Urdu, a language spoken in Pakistan entitled The Invitation.
मेरे वालदैन कुछ अरसे से इकट्ठे बाहर नहीं गए। हफ्ते के रोज जब माँ बर्तन साफ कर रही थी डिनर के बाद, तो मेरे वालिद उनके पीछे आ खड़े हुए। लड़की, तुम सैर के लिए जाना चाहती हो? इसने पूछा। मेरी माँ ने मुरे बगैर जवाब दिया, हाँ जी, मेरा दिल तो चाहता है। उन्होंने जबरदस्त शाम गुजारी और अभी ये खत्म भी नहीं हुई थी कि डैडी ने एतराफ किया, मेरा सवाल तो असल में खानदान की कुत्ती की तरफ था जो किचन में माँ के पांव पर लेटी हुई थी।
And now for our viewers hotline.
I'm Vigan from Iran and I'm waiting for initiation. I love Supreme Master Chinghai and I believe her absolutely. I wrote a book about environment protection rules in ancient Iran. Zoroaster rules about respect for animals are very strong and beautiful. Payman from Behshahr, Iran.
Elevated Payam, it is wonderful to hear that you are vegan and will soon access the key to your inner treasure house of light and sound. Supreme Master Chinghai has spoken on numerous occasions about the need for humanity to transition to the compassionate lifestyle. By heeding her wise words and adopting the plant-based diet, we can save our cherished earth. We pray your book will help many people realize that the basis of all religions is love and respect for each treasured life. May Allah's beneficent light shine on you and your beautiful Iranian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with heaven's boundless love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United States and France each donate $25 million to assist in Haiti's post-quake recovery through the construction of an industrial park and the rebuilding of the country's main hospital, which is also expected to improve lives by generating thousands of jobs.
Russia's Nikita Borisoglebsky wins first prize at the 7th International Fritz Kreisler Violin Competition in Vienna, Austria, which shared the musical accomplishments of 77 young and highly talented violinists from 28 countries.
During a visit to New York, USA, Turkish President Abdullah Gül grants honorary diplomas to representatives of the American Jewish Hasidic community for their contributions to peace.
Foreign ministers of China, France, Germany, Russia, the UK, and the US expressed their readiness for talks with Iran regarding the country's nuclear technology, while Iran's foreign minister, Manoushehr Mottaki, affirms his nation's willingness for discussion.
To help those without access to often expensive eye testing equipment, U.S. scientists develop a special tool that gives an eye test through a smartphone and sends the test results to doctors located remotely.
To support revitalizing economic activity in Gaza and sustainable livelihoods for Palestinians, the European Union contributes over 3.58 million euros, which represents the second disbursement of a total 22 million euro commitment.
The first New York Chinese Film Festival is held at Lincoln Center in New York City, USA, featuring 9 films and opening with Liu Ji's Deep in the Clouds, which won multiple awards at this year's Shanghai Film Festival.
Australian scientists discover how the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, enters resting cells, remains dormant, and resists treatment, a major finding that they hope could lead to its cure.
In Cuba, acting Foreign Minister Marcelino Medina Gonzalez and North Korea's Deputy Foreign Minister Kim Hyung-jun meet to convey mutual warm regard as they commemorate their country's 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations.
American award-winning film actor and director Sean Penn is the recipient of this year's Hollywood Humanitarian Award for his dedicated and life-saving efforts to help those affected by natural disasters.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.